Folk horror is based on transmitting the terrifying through folklore, mythology, legends, and superstitions, a peculiar derivation of the terrifying and the fantastic, whose origins in fiction go back to the literature of the end of the 19th century. It will later reach the various world cinematographies from the 60s and the 70s onwards. This cinema, crossed by the supernatural ingredients and its relation with witchcraft, neo-pagan movements, the hippie counterculture, the legacy of occultists such as Aleister Crowley or Austin Osman Spare, or the fear of all these cults and sects, will result in the reappearance of ancestral beliefs that will permeate the different cultural and artistic models up to the present day. This subgenre is based on three British films known as the Unholy Trinity. These are Witchfinder General, Blood on Satan's Claw, and The Wicker Man, released between 1968 and 1973. With these titles, together with unavoidable previous references, the necessary breeding ground was forged for the consolidation of these fictions, where the presence of natural and wild spaces, the isolation of the characters, the adoption of beliefs and superstitions, or the culmination with some kind of invocation, ceremony, or transforming ritual are frequent. Folk horror also tends to reflect civilization or progress versus other ways of understanding the world from the archaic, the traditional, or under the margins of the law. All this will cross the British territory, being reinterpreted in each country to its own political and socio-cultural reality. From the Australian Outback films or the Japanese ghost stories to the stereotypical Deep America, with less supernatural elements and delving into the conflict between the two Americas under the clichés of the white trash. As is well known, folk horror has also reached our days through its different models of expression and coexisting with other subgenres. From video games or literary authors to flooding the world of comics, the plastic arts, or new television and film productions. The latter offering new perspectives, concerns, and anxieties around this way of understanding the world from the pagan, the telluric roots, the ancestral, otherness, or barbarism.